You're listening to the Untaming Podcast.
Rewild the Child.
Here is your host, Emily Giles.
So now on to homeschooling. I began compiling this list of reasons over 10 years ago, before I even had kids, when I was still at university. I've added to it over the years, especially when I became a teacher. You know, once again, these are just my own reasons. And like with my reasons to free birth, they may not appeal to you, and you may not even agree with them. But maybe for people on the fence, it may spark an idea, or maybe some of them appeal to you and some of them don't. There's a couple, yeah, I have over 50 reasons here, but there's a few that I've put stars next to. So I'll read those ones out first. You know, no one will care more about my children's education than myself and my husband. I want my children to learn at their own pace and in their own style, rather than having to learn at the pace and style of the rest of the class. I don't believe that children should have homework, and that their weekends and evenings should instead be filled entirely with their own sporting endeavours, imagination, and childhood exploration. Kids of the same age likely have different strengths in different areas, though they are tested the same way. For example, and this is a clear example that I actually did when I was a teacher, I'll just change the names. We have Alex, he reads at stage one, and Jane reads at stage six. Yet for their academic reports, because they're the same age, they're both tested at a stage three. And though Jane read it effortlessly, while Alex struggled and took a very long time, Alex's comprehension of the book was more accurate than Jane's because it was too easy for her, so she didn't pay much attention to the content, and as a result, Alex achieved a higher result on the test. You know, there are so many personal qualities that are not measured by tests. Creativity, critical thinking, resilience, motivation, persistence, curiosity, question asking, humour, endurance, reliability, enthusiasm, civic-mindedness, self-awareness, self-discipline, empathy, leadership, compassion, courage, sense of beauty, sense of wonder, resourcefulness, spontaneity, humility. By putting all the focus on test-taking and academic achievement, it detracts from all of those other aspects and other personal qualities. Another one is forced association is not socialization. I want our children to feel comfortable communicating with people of all ages rather than be restricted to a select group of children their own age. I don't want to look back when I'm older and regret that I didn't spend enough time with our children when they were younger. I don't want to have to wake kids up in the morning when they still need that sleep and then have to go through that mad rush in the house every single morning to get them to school on time. And, you know, having children of different ages learning different material encourages the older ones to push themselves, to keep ahead of the younger ones and demonstrate their skills by helping the younger ones. And the younger ones also push themselves so they can be like the older ones, their role models. You know, I want my children to feel comfortable with who they are, to let them know it's okay to have hobbies, favourite songs, favourite clothes, etc. that aren't mainstream. There'll be plenty of time later on in life for them to be judged, but I'd rather they developed a healthy self-esteem and confidence while they are still growing and their growing brains and emotions are still highly vulnerable. And we didn't put in all the effort of creating a secure, attached child to then send them off somewhere to someone who won't be as responsive as we are. And they'll be surrounded by some children who also won't have received that same responsiveness and therefore will be suffering from that trauma. And it's not biologically normal for our children to happily go off and spend the day with a stranger. So those are all my starred ones, but I'll read out the other ones I have as well. The idea that children need to be around many other youngsters in order to be socialized is perhaps the most dangerous and extravagant myth in education and childbearing today. If you want your child to grow up to be an adult, why surround them with children? I feel that the current curriculum is too restricted by institutional regulations, and for that reason, children should be shown varieties of learning styles to find which suits them best. You know, I want my children to have hands-on experience in their learning rather than a traditional sit at the desk and listen classroom experience. Children at traditional schools spend a large portion of the school day waiting, often even more so than their active learning, waiting for other kids to start listening, waiting to ask a question, waiting to receive the help they need to continue, to line up, to take turns, to get ready to go outside, to go to the toilet. You know, all of that time really adds up to just, well, such a huge waste of time. You know, that really takes away from that valuable learning and stimulating play. And in a classroom of over 20 children, there's just not enough time for the teacher to get around every student to check that they understand what they're doing. And there's also not enough time for the teacher to allow every child to be individual and creative and to pursue their own individual projects. Teachers are not supported enough financially or in the classroom as much as they should be. And as a result, they're frequently overworked, stressed, and therefore unhappy. And so are not always concerned for the outcome of every individual child. So not exactly who you want your child to spend all day with. In a normal school setting, kids are expected to sit still for long periods of time, regardless of whether or not they want to. And despite overwhelming evidence that kids physically and mentally cannot sit still for long periods of time, because of this, there is that rise in ADHD diagnosis, especially in boys. A lot of the subject matter in schools is very boring. You know, textbooks are quite dry. I'd prefer to use living books, you know, that is books written on one specific subject by a single person who is passionate about that subject. The passion for that subject comes out in the book and makes it a lot more interesting. And there are living books about all sorts of subjects, even maths, written from the point of view of a boy who is teaching the reader maths while also showing examples of why they need to know those math skills in the real world. People say that homeschool kids are too sheltered from the real world. You know, at what point did sitting behind desks all day become the real world? And destructive behaviour is often a reaction to an abhorrent environment. You know, I don't feel that regular schools allow enough creativity or enough opportunity for movement, not just sports, but movement of the entire body. I want our children to learn more about languages and music and other cultures than children typically do in traditional school settings. Like, I want to promote a love of nature and the outdoors, exposing them to many hours of informal learning outside. And I want to limit the bad language, bad behaviour, the poor eating habits and materialistic mindset that children tend to be exposed to in a school setting as much as possible. I want to promote stronger sibling relationships and discourage condescension. We want to limit the television viewing of our children as much as possible, and that will be harder with the influence of fellow schoolmates discussing TV shows or movies. You don't want to have to worry about school uniforms and shoes, the cost of having to replace them each time they grow out of them or lose them, not having to make school lunches, not having to worry about bullying. Don't have to put up with the frustration of kids losing things or getting things stolen at school. Don't have to bother with parent-teacher interviews. I'd like to have the freedom to go away on holidays without having to worry about missing school or being caught up with all the other children while on holiday. And not having to put up with that rush hour traffic at pick-up and drop-off times. A traditional school is overly politically correct to cover themselves in insurance cases such as no running inside, no jumping downstairs. Everyone must wear a hat or a coat outside. No one can have bare feet. Rooms must be at a certain temperature. No chasing outside, no tackling, no throwing, no playing with sticks. No use of normal words like poo. You know, a lot of children of the same age and same level tend to get into the habit of copying each other or not giving their best attempt just to finish the work faster so they can play instead of challenging themselves. In a classroom of over 20 children, the room is usually noisy and filled with voices, laughter, shouting, crying, etc. Quite a stressful atmosphere to try and learn in, and also very difficult to concentrate in. And in the traditional school setting, the student has a new teacher each year. This means their child has to readapt each year to each new teacher's teaching style, expectations, temperament, rather than the teacher adapt to accommodate each individual student. You know, in homeschooling, there's no issue of teachers having favourites and picking on students they don't like, and vice versa, giving more attention to the children they do. You know, teachers are obligated to promote their own school to make it seem far more glamorous and appealing in terms of what it has to offer than what it's really like. You know, they're discouraged from saying anything negative about a child and are told to turn every negative aspect into a positive, which makes it very difficult to know exactly what is happening at school and how a child is setting in. I've written here, breeding ground for getting sick. And I have a quote here from Noam Chomsky. The school system is designed to teach obedience and conformity and prevent the child's natural capacities from developing.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can join the discussions on our Facebook and Instagram pages. To hear more, subscribe for free on the podcast app on your smartphone. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and all of your favourite podcast platforms. If you would like to offer feedback or suggest a guest, email us at untaming.podcast@gmail.com.